Council. The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Astros are going to win it in four anyway.
In four?
Yes, it's over.
I'm not going that far. I do think they win the series.
I'm a little nervous. I mean, I think they're going to win the series. I'm a little nervous just because the Yankees,
the bullpen is the only spot where I think the Yankees are better.
Yeah.
Starting pitching in game one and two is a massive edge for the Astros. And in a seven-game series, that means you've got four games from those two guys.
Your Houston Texans, who are now under 10, they're at minus 9.5. I think they are going to put a complete butt-whipping on the Browns. I think it's going to be a lot like the Titans game. And I will take the Texans, especially inside of 10.
Yeah, I actually would have taken the Browns at 10 or more. Under 10, it's a no play for me, but I can't in good conscience take the Browns. I'm pretty much done with the Browns after they lost to the Jets. I don't see many games on the schedule that I'm going to pick them anymore.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. Now it's going to be at producer T. Scott for the last hour. And you can also hit us up on the text line at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you just missed RJ Bell. Did our NFL at the top of the hour. We'll go over some college here in a minute. But talked a lot of Astros because that's why we're out here at Fuego Saloon.
Why is Jong not doing the 6 o'clock hour?
Because Jong is going to the Astros game. So he got tickets. And, by the way, we're also on SportsMap 94.1. So, Tyler, who does SportsMap 94.1, we're double-dipping here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap.
Okay.
I'm okay with him going to the game.
I'm not.
Really?
I mean, what if I was going to the game? I could have just left in the middle of the show?
No, well, you're closer. You could have. I'd have done the last two segments if you were going to the game. How many chances are you going to get to go to a ALCS?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But, I mean, if I'm working, I'm working.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But, I mean, Jong's management, so he can make decisions like that.
I'm
the only one. I'm the only one of the three of us who isn't management, so I can't make decisions like that. I'm stuck here working while you guys have your retreats.
You don't want to be management. Now, I would just miss an inning.
Okay.
That's what I would do. And especially if we're down here Durham near Washington, right by Washington, here at Fuego's. It's real close. I could be there in 15 minutes probably. And I maybe miss not even a half inning.
I was thinking about this. The World Series, if assuming the Astros make it.
Oh, they're making it.
Okay. Well, let's just assume they do. Do I take my kid, my older kid, to a World Series game?
Yes.
He's 10.
He'll appreciate it. Mine was about 8 when they played the last time.
And he appreciates it now?
No, he doesn't appreciate it now because he hates sports, but he appreciated it at the time because he loved baseball.
My kid loves baseball for sure. But what do you think the tickets are going to be? 200 ahead if we get cheap seats?
Yeah, probably. It's worth it, though, because you may never get another chance.
Okay.
That's why I took him.
All right. Well,
he was sad when they lost. But, hey, we have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. But, Tyler, did Jong leave you the audio for this?
Tyler's still in the other studio. I'm still here.
What's he doing over there? You're still there?
Yeah, about to take off. I have it, though.
Okay, you have the audio. Okay, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, and then I'll set it up, and Jong will play the audio.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, this is from a guy named John Christ, who does he's got YouTube and Instagram. He's a very funny guy. And he basically does a bit on a football field, clearly after a game, where if a football coach were being completely honest, what he would say after a game.
Okay.
So here it is.
Coach, is there anything you want to change?
I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell that. Everybody's like, football is a team game, okay? It's not a team game, okay? I did my part, all right? I put in a great game plan. I mean, these players, they're horrible. My players are no good. I mean, everybody's like, no excuses. I got 22 excuses, 11 on my offense and 11 on my defense. Our offensive coordinator is terrible. He gets half of his plays off of Madden, rookie mode. I mean, the guy is no good. In our offensive line, it's like Obama's immigration policy. Let everybody through. Do we have a chance next week? No, we don't. We're 0-8. We're not good at football. I got 3 white receivers. Our red zone defense is like Oprah. Like, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. Our quarterback, look at the playbook. We put in plays for Peyton Manning. He plays like Cooper Manning. I mean, the guy's just not good at football. No credit to the other team, okay? The other team is awful. We tried to recruit bigger, better players to come play for us, but they went to good schools. I put in the game plan. These kids can't execute. Third down, terrible. I know we need better players. I get it. We can't win with the product we got in the field here. Like, I'm down to Rick Pitino some guys if I need to, but not at this level. I'm not going to jail for these kids. I mean, they're all talking in the locker room like, we're a team, we're in this together, no matter what happens, we're together. Like, not me, dude. I'm out of here. This team's terrible.
Oh, I got a good kick out of that. That's probably would be me if I were a coach of an 0-8 team.
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right. Blame everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. I got 22 of them. Anyway, that's your Zadi Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day, it's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I have a giveaway for you. Finally, NBA 2K18 is out.
I got it.
Do you?
I've been balling.
All right.
I played today.
You know what, you know what I'm doing? Well, I don't have time right now. I haven't picked up Madden yet for this year. I haven't picked up NHL 18 yet. What the hell's wrong with me? What have I become?
I don't know.
Well, finally, NBA 2K18 is out. When the new NBA 2K18 and PS4. This is the best NBA video game of all time. You can play in Run the Neighborhood, an all-new open neighborhood setting. Legendary teams play with the greatest players in the NBA in NBA history from all 30 teams. Play my team and collect cards featuring NBA legends from yesterday and today to create your perfect fantasy team. Simply put, NBA 2K18 is the deepest and most authentic simulation sports game available. Get it now on PS4. PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC, and Nintendo Switch. NBA 2K18 is rated E10+. NBA 2K17 is out now on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC, and is rated E for everyone. Get yours now, caller 25. That's a lot of copy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't played video games in 3 months.
Today was the first time I've probably played in about 6 months.
Wow.
But I did play. I played 2 games of NBA 2K18.
And you liked it?
I liked it, but I suck.
Really?
I realized my video game skills have gone way downhill.
Well, that probably happens when you don't play for 6 months.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Not great.
Yeah, I was so excited when NHL was coming out, and I haven't even thought about it until today. I just realized I didn't buy Madden, and I didn't buy that.
Yeah.
I'm so far behind. So... And I want to get this, too. I mean, those are really the 3 sports games that I play. Maybe you can help with it. I haven't found a good baseball game for Xbox.
Does the show not come on Xbox?
No, I think it's just PlayStation.
Oh, then, yeah, you don't have a good baseball game.
So, I've got everything else, though. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. We are at Fuego's on Durham. 817-Durham. This is a cool place. It's starting to get packed now. Great place for you to come if you're going to watch the game tonight. They got all kinds of stuff going on out here. Some great drink specials. Lots of beers on tap. I'm having the 512 Pecan Porter, which is one of my personal favorites.
There you go.
Go-tos. And there are drink specials every time the Astros score a run where there will be shots. That's all we can say.
That's all we can say.
Yeah, but come on out, man. This is a cool spot. Got a lot of room outdoors and... got some of the folks from the station are here. Came out. Betty Christina and Todd's out here.
Yep.
Jordan. So your chance to meet all these cool people. Next segment we'll go through We'll go through some college games because we really haven't had a chance to talk too much about the college games that are happening. And it's a good weekend but there's some interesting matchups. I think Texas OU, there's not a lot of top 25 matchups.
There's no top 25 matchups.
Yeah, I think Texas OU is probably the most interesting game to me. But there's a couple others that I find
USC intriguing. UCLA is interesting.
It's not bad.
Especially because USC has been I think they're 1-5 against the spread, and Utah's 5-0 against the spread. That interests me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the matchups on paper aren't great this week.
That's almost a trend. I mean, yeah. I know we need it to be 100 games.
It's sort of like last week. There was a lot of bad NFL matchups last week, and college was pretty good. It's flipped this week.
Yeah.
NFL looks pretty good this week, I think.
Yeah. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. This is a terrific place where they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools and they give them a second chance. And these are kids, some of them just needed glasses. Some of them had trouble getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. Some of them had to work to support their family. Well, they work around that. That's what they do. And so many of these kids go on and graduate and do great, great things. But they need your help. And with school in session, more than ever, they need your help. And by your help, they just need a donation. And so many of the Blitzers have stepped up. You can be the next one. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, tractors, four-wheelers, you name it. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it has flood damage. They'll come and tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax-deductible. And if you can hear my voice on the radio on either one of our great stations, they'll come and get it. It's that simple. And if you donate today, how about this? $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you, as long as you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And if you're in the market, there's no other place to go. Well, let's start with the money you're saving, right? 50% off retail prices, that's guaranteed. Because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. And how about this? If you visit the showroom, take 25% more off of that. This offer is only for the showroom. All mattress sets, any type, including luxury, any memory foam options, just as long as it's in the showroom, 25% off the factory price. You can't beat that. You've all Lax and the gang over there, Rachel, they'll all take care of you. They love the Blitzers. And if you're in need of a new bed for whatever reason, man, they are giving you 25% off everything in the showroom because that's what they do. They're also great in the community, and they do all kinds of charity stuff. They're just good people. And they make a great mattress. I sleep so well. Both my mattresses are from Texas Mattress Makers, and I love them both. Go by and visit them today, 4619 Navigation. You can also visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com. They're at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Fuego's off of Durham near Washington. And pretty good crowd out here getting ready for this Astros game. I'm going to guess mostly Astros fans.
Yeah.
Mostly Astros
fans. I'm going to go with, it's a heavy percentage of district fan versus Yankee fan here.
Yeah, and very cool spot. It's a great place to come out and watch the game tonight or come hang out with us until the game starts. And you'll have a lot of fun. They've got great drink specials. Every time the Astros score a run, you're going to be able to get toasted. Just when it's 12-2 tonight, you might need to Uber.
Just
a suggestion.
That's a recommendation.
Yeah. So
if it's like a 4-3 win,
you're okay.
You're all right.
You're okay.
But if it gets up in the eights or double digits, you're going to need a ride.
Clemson and Syracuse 7-7 here early, so overlooking.
Promising.
Promising early, but yeah. Also not the cover yet, but we'll see. I want to look at some of the other college football games because we didn't really get a chance to dive into those too much this week, and I know you did some of this yesterday, but I'm not as crazy about the college card this week as...
Nor am I.
Part of it's because I'll be honest. I got treated like OJ in prison last week.
Yeah, I wasn't great either. While I'm not too interested in watching a lot of these games, I did find some good angles to play. So I think I made 7 plays for this weekend in college. Yeah.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah. Including the one tonight.
So what? You played
the under in that Wazoo Cal game.
Yeah.
Under 55.
Yeah, and I think your thinking on that is very solid. See that? I hate when the game's on.
You're distracted. It's like it's like me watching when I used to bet baseball.
So Utah and USC.
It's not a play for me, but it's one of the ones I cut, and I like I like Utah. USC has just not been able to cover anything, and Utah's covered everything.
Yeah.
Utah's pretty good, and 13 points that's a lot of points. So
and I just don't trust USC.
It's hard to right now. But if I had to make a play, it'd be Utah. But I don't, so it's a pass. But I don't know how you can bet USC to cover right now. They couldn't cover against Oregon State last week.
Right. Florida -2.5 now against Aggie.
Yeah, this is a tough call for me because I'm impressed with what Aggie's done the last couple weeks. But and I don't like Florida. I mean, I don't like them at all. But this is a tough place to play in Kellen Mond in a road game. I don't know how I feel about gun to head. I would take Florida inside of 3.
Okay. Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's one of my plays. Texas +9 is a play for me. I don't think they win, but I think they make it interesting. I think it's a fourth quarter game, and if I can get 9 points for something I think is a fourth quarter game, I'll take that.
I'm going to take Texas, and I'm even going to make a small money line play on the Horns.
Okay.
I think they're, +435, I believe, is what it is. I'll do that in the morning, but I like Texas here. I think they're going to at least scare the living bejesus out of Oklahoma.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and Tom Herman gets his teams up for big games. We saw that when they went to USC, and I think you're going to see that here. Any interest in TCU -7 now at Kansas State?
No, I have TCU. I played TCU -6.5. Yeah, I'd probably still play at 7. I like TCU a lot in that game. No Ertz for Kansas State, which, I mean, to me, it's sort of a double-edged sword because I've said all along that dude cannot throw the football, and they're such a one-dimensional team. The only thing that scares me a little bit is Kansas State teams rarely get blown out.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that Vanderbilt couldn't blow them out. They hang around. But I just feel like TCU, if you really think TCU, like I do, is a dark horse playoff team.
I'm not even sure they're a dark horse playoff team anymore. I think they're a serious contender.
These are the kind of games where they've got to go put in some work, I think they will.
I do, too. I think they'll get it done. Houston now up to -13.5 at Tulsa.
I didn't play it. If I had to play this week, I would play. I would play UH. Tulsa is bad. If you get blown out by Tulane, you're a bad football team. And UH has impressed me. And I faded them against SMU, and I regretted it. UH is good, and you know I don't think they're good like they've been the last couple of years. But they're not. The fall off wasn't as dramatic as I thought it would be. And teams like this, I think they wreck.
Well, especially when Ed Oliver's out there and presumably healthier, he just eats teams like this alive. I'm trying to find a couple others here of interest.
I'll give you one that interests me a lot is West Virginia and Texas Tech. West Virginia -3.5. I'm with everyone else. I think Texas Tech has improved. West Virginia coming off a tough loss against TCU for sure, but they were very competitive with TCU. Morgantown's still a tough place to play, so you're telling me on a neutral field, West Virginia's a half point better than than Texas Tech? I don't think so. I like West Virginia in this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, I like that one too. That's probably going to be a play for me. I'm going to keep an eye on this Boise State San Diego State line. It's up to 6.5. If it gets to a touchdown, I'm taking Boise in that game. I think Boise's got a shot at him. I know it's on the road, but. This isn't the old school Boise, but this is a pretty good football.
Well, it's
team.
A high pressure game for San Diego State,
right.
Who actually have something to play for, and it's one of the few real hurdles you can look at their schedule and actually see. So I'm sure this is a big game for Boise. who Boise's lost their chance at you know, anything bigger than just a basic bowl game, the Meineke Car Care Bowl or something.
Right.
So, or the, but they'll probably play in the Potato Bowl. But so this is a big game for them. I expect them to show up too. My other plays this week, I've got Ole Miss minus 3.5. I'm done with Vanderbilt, and I'm actually going against them this week. I like Indiana plus 7.5 against Michigan. Michigan, they've just proven – Michigan's a good team, but they've proven that they're not running away from anybody because their quarterback play isn't good enough to run away from anybody. And the last play I've got is – it's not an exciting game to push the button on. You're not going to watch this on Saturday. But Miami of Ohio, Kent State, under 42 – Kent State is really, really awful. And if you want another play, Kent State could be the play, too. They're, I think they're 9.5 or 10. Miami of Ohio is not very good to begin with, and they're on a backup quarterback. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points scored. And if Kent State can put up 10 points, they probably cover that thing. I'm not counting on them to do that because that's how bad Kent State is, but I am going to go under 42.
I did punch a ticket on one hockey play tonight. You know, I've been playing overs tonight. I'm taking the under Ottawa-Calgary 5.5.
Okay.
Two really good goalies.
Excellent.
Right now.
I've got Ottawa's goalie on my fantasy
team. And I have Calgary.
So. I hope you're right.
I think I am right.
I hope for both of our sakes you're right.
Yeah, I think that's both those guys are playing really well, and they both play great defense, and I think it'll be one of those games where they're just sort of not going to be a lot of scoring. So,
I've got a bit of a on the other side of this break, I want to ask you something that could be – the biggest advantage the Yankees have in this series.
Okay.
And I want to ask you how much you think they'll exploit it. So that's a radio tease.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
I'm a pro. Look at you getting all professional.
I'm a pro.
It's just because you want to be management. That's all.
Maybe. Something like that. What am I supposed to read here, Tyler, since I'm so professional? Raising Cane's. That's right, guys. Raising Cane's, they have 28 locations in the Houston area, which is awesome, and they're adding more. The two newest locations open up on November 14th, Fry Road and Park Row, and then 2920 in Kirkendall up in Spring. And if you're one of the first 20 customers on opening day, you'll receive a free Cane's for a year card. How awesome is that? Raising Cane's, if you haven't been, you need to check it out. They serve only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins, marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered and cooked to order. They've got the best sides in the game. The crinkle-cut fries, out of this world. The garlic Texas toast, out of this world. And you know what makes it all even better? That secret recipe, made-in-house daily Cane sauce, which is the perfect condiment for everything they serve at Raising Cane's. They hand-squeeze their lemonade. They're doing things the right way. They do a lot for the community as well. This is the kind of business that you want to support. They, like I said, 28 locations in the Houston area now. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the one nearest you and taste these world-class chicken fingers. Raising Cane's, one love. All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach. And as you know, Carbach has been on with us for a little while. We have a great time with them. Eric comes in. The brewmaster, Eric Warner, comes in studio every other Monday and serves up some of his finest wares. It's always a fantastic. If you haven't been in the restaurant, you got to check it out. They've got great food there, and all the food pairs really well with your favorite beers that they have on tap. And they've got a big event coming up November 5th. Foam Hinge, the first annual Foam Hinge, takes place Sunday, November 5th at Carbach. They've got a great music lineup. AC/DC tribute band Back in Black, a UK rocker named Barnes Courtney, The Sword, Texas metal legends, and the mighty Blue Oyster Cult will headline the event. Great food and beer choices on the Carbach Beer Garden grounds. They're going to tap into some special casks and barrel-aged offerings to celebrate a great day of music. Gates open up at 1:30, and tickets are at carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. You can get early bird GA for $15 through October 16th. So you got a couple days left to get that. It's going to be $20 after the 16th and $25 day of. Or you can pay $75 and get VIP treatment, which includes a separate entrance, VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, access to special tappings and buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. Gates open up at 1:30 p.m. Music starts at 2:30 p.m. So we hope to see you out there for the first annual Foam Hinge, November 5th at Carbach. For tickets, again, carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. And whenever you're out this weekend, ask your bartender to make it a Carbach.
This is a Renters Warehouse.com Roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Jordan trying to come in here and brag because
he's trolling you.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This is one of the dumbest mistakes you can make as a human being besides misspell mule. Is to come in and start talking crap
in the first quarter.
In the first quarter of a football game.
Yeah, when a team could easily put up 100 points on Syracuse, let me tell you.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Enjoy your 30 seconds of fame. And by the way, spell check. Spell check is your friend. $5 mules all day. Not meals, mules.
And tell him.
Come on out here. You also got 26 beers on tap, 30 big screen TVs throughout the bar. And drink specials every time the Astros score a run. So you can get totally blasted tonight because the Astros are going to destroy the Yankees. All right, well, I want to talk about that in a second, but I want to answer one quick question on the text line. It says, why don't you guys ever buy half points, like West Virginia versus Texas Tech? Why don't you like buying it down to West Virginia -3? Just curious.
Because it's hard enough to win when you're at -110.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part of it is if I don't like a game enough – to where I'm betting too many games if I'm buying half points to try to make something up. If I feel like I'm right about a game or wrong about a game, I'm on the fence, I'm not playing it. And if
half point makes a difference, you shouldn't be playing it.
No. So no, I never do it, and I don't see to me that unless you play games, there's no reason to ever do that. But that's just my opinion. There's guys who do it. All right, let's talk baseball, man. The city's decided this is going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun series. You teased something.
I teased something, and here it is. This is, and I hate to bring a sour mood to the scene as the I still think the Astros win this series handily, but the Astros are the worst team in the league at throwing out base runners.
That is true.
Brian McCann is a disaster from a base runner perspective.
And it's not just him. The pitchers are slow getting the ball home, too. It's a team problem.
While the Yankees aren't they don't steal the most bases, they steal with the most efficiency. 80% steal rate, success rate, compared to, I think, an 18% rate for Brian McCann. And they've got guys who can run, and I would guess that when they get guys, especially against Keuchel and Verlander, who you're not going to get a lot of base runners on, they're going to be very aggressive on the bases, particularly guys like Gardner, I would guess Gregorius, Starlin Castro. Those guys are going to be looking to run.
And that is a concern, but it was a bigger concern for me with the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox had some guys who, and that was kind of how they played. They weren't a home run hitting team, and yeah, that's a way to manufacture some runs. And I think the Yankees will try to do that.
And the Yankees have a better lineup than the Red Sox did.
They do.
Like the Yankees, they probably feel like maybe the next guy in line can hit, and they don't need to take those chances. But like I said, 80% success rate means they're really good at picking their spots.
Right,
and they know McCann better than anybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I expect that to be a factor, but it's not an alarming factor to me.
Okay. Not a big deal to you.
No. I think what I'm more concerned about is that I trust the Yankees' bullpen more.
No doubt.
But then the Astros have tended to feast on bullpens all year long. If they got into your pen, even if you had a good one, they tended to do well against you. And we saw that in the last game against the Red Sox. Hell, they got to Kimbrell.
Yeah.
Which not many teams did this year. So, I mean, the thing that I guess if I had to rank my concerns, number one, Yankees are playing great right now, and that we talked about it in the opening segment, that Yankee mystique.
Yeah.
There is something to that. There are certain teams that when they put on that uniform, you know you're playing the Yankees. You know you're playing the Dallas Cowboys. You know you're playing the Montreal Canadiens, whoever it is. And I think the Yankees may be the most of any sport. Those pinstripes mean something. So that's a concern. The fact that they're playing so well and that they just beat the Indians and really should not have had to go five games to beat the Indians concerns me. And I just think then the base running would be my third concern. If I'm ranking things that worry me about this series. But having said all that, I love the way the Astros are playing. I love the way they match up, and I think they will get it done in this series and go to the World Series. And it is fun to see a team where you actually have a Houston team that has a legitimate shot to win a championship. And not a phony, oh, they got to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, they're playing the Warriors. They got no shot. This isn't that. And I know fans wanted to believe that the Rockets could get by the Warriors. But I, in my mind, and I know in yours, we didn't think there was any chance. This team has a chance, legitimately. So enjoy the ride. Have fun. Enjoy the games. And quick plug, if you can't watch and you want to keep up with what's going on, we'll have inning-by-inning updates on Houston.sportsmap.com starting tonight. As soon as I get home, I will post the first inning.
Look at you.
And then I will continue to post throughout the night. Chris Campisi will be riding them. So you can keep up that way. He'll let you know what's going on and some of the things that happen. There'll be a little analysis to it as well. And we'll do that tomorrow and Monday.
Is Campisi at the game or is he?
He's at the game, I believe. Okay. So I haven't talked to him, but we're gonna have him for you. So it's gonna be awesome, and I can't wait to watch the game tonight. I'm gonna be flipping around a little bit between innings as I always do with baseball.
Right.
But it's hard for me to watch a baseball game start to finish every single pitch unless it's something like this.
And this is worth it.
Absolutely. And. If you're not going to make it to the game, come on out here to Fuego's. 817 Durham off Washington Avenue. It's just far enough away from all the stuff that's going to be happening down there. That's the only negative about this. It's a very selfish thing. Like after the game, I'd like to go have a few drinks.
I'm getting a lot of accusations of me being a fanboy now for the Astros.
Really? Really? AJ, who hates every Houston team.
I just want people to make up their minds about what I am.
Oh, it's
am I a bandwagon fan?
No, you can't jump on that bandwagon now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of can.
I don't know.
Listen,
I've said all year long I'm excited for this team, and I'm sorry I wasn't excited for them in 2015 because I didn't think they had a chance to win in 2015.
Well, I thought they were ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I don't get excited about the Texans because I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry I never got excited about the Rockets with James Harden because I knew what was coming. This is the first time I've legitimately felt like this is a team in Houston that's got a chance to do something. I'm excited.
And, man, we're just being straight with you guys. It doesn't mean we're always right, but in this case, I think we both believe that this team has a chance to win the series. And I think they're going. I think they're winning this series, and I feel pretty good about them in the World Series. But I would be lying if I didn't have concerns. So, you know, if you want fanboy stuff, this isn't the place. And if you want honest analysis, this is where we are.
Yeah.
And sometimes that honest analysis is positive. So yeah. Congratulations. It actually happened. But, yeah, I also want to, let you know that if you want to check us out on 94.1 FM, we're on both stations right now, 97.5 and 94.1 for the 6 o'clock hour. We'll be doing that for the foreseeable future unless there's a game. And I would also mention that we'll be back out here Monday at Fuego Saloon. So great place to – that's the thing I'm excited about. I'm excited for all these bars.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. screwed them with the World Cup.
Oh, big time.
So now the Astros are doing
it.
Oh,
big time. Thanks a lot, America.
Yeah, no kidding.
Make America great again, my ass. Look what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we putting this one on Trump? Or Arena, because he quit today. Did he have to quit? Was there like a thing in his contract that said he had to resign if he didn't make the World Cup?
No, but I think it was either resign or get whacked.
Yeah.
It was going to be one of the two.
I always choose to get whacked.
Yeah. They got to pay you then.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Same result, but you get the dough.
Yeah, she caught that one.
Yeah, she caught it. That's all right.
All right. Guys, you want to get in on the action? I've already got some action going tonight on this game, my bookie. And this is a place to make some money. Industry leading website, and they're gonna hook you up for all your betting needs. They got great odds, fast payouts, decades of expertise. You can bet with confidence. And I love the fact that I can bet on any sport there. I got a hockey play tonight going. I got this college play going. I bet the horses on there. They've got a great race book. And it's all right there. And I can do it on a mobile device. a lot of places you can't bet horses on a mobile device, and sometimes are really hard to handle. But not my bookie, man. They got you covered. And that's why I'm urging you to take your shot with them. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. In-game live betting. And you can also check out their online casino if you'd rather just play a few hands of blackjack or roll the dice and craps. If that's your thing, give it a try. Join now. MyBookie's going to match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Fuego's in the Heights, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz for one final segment here on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Astros, Yankees coming up next on the stations. And want to thank Fuego's for having us out here. And we will be back on Monday. Looking forward to that as the Astros prepare for Game 3 in New York. But a very cool place and a lot of nice scenery. A lot of nice drink specials when the Astros score runs. So a lot of opportunities for you to come out and have a really good time. So if you're looking for a last-minute place to come watch the game, this is it. Still some tables available. So there you go. Hey, get Dickie's Barbecue Tailgate Party for just $99. That's 2 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds of pulled pork, 3 sides, and a dozen rolls. It's melt-in-your-mouth, slow-smoked barbecue straight from a real pit smoker. Dickie's Tailgate Party Pack for just $99. Get it delivered or pick it up. Call 866-BARBECUE or visit dickies.com. All right. We wrap the show up every Friday with stupid stuff, so let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I'll be interested to get Glenn's take on it. All right, so 4:07.
I had barbecue for lunch.
Oh, really?
Today. Yeah.
Did you?
Very good.
Courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Okay, that's two. That you can stop now, really. There's no reason. You've already set your record. There's just no reason for this. Sorry.
And do you want to get it waxed? Tomorrow.
No. I think he should.
Tomorrow we're having this
mom
meeting.
I'm leaving. I bet
Fred's ass looks like it's just been shot with a shotgun.
Yeah.
I bet it's just a hideous atrocity.
You know what I want to talk about? National anthem protests, okay? Can we do that? Please?
You prefer that over crack waxing?
Yes, I do.
You get like plastic or rubber sheets and stuff. Oh, I have waterproof sheets because
there's nothing that says sexy like rubber sheets.
No. You put it on and then you take it off.
Macaroni and cheese.
I remember when my grandfather had a rubber sheet.
Oh, that's a different kind of rubber sheet.
I'm not going to make it to the bathroom.
There are people
that are into that, but that's a whole different kind of excitement there.
I made the foolish mistake of going to Layla's Twitter account.
Yeah.
I mean, it is incredibly graphic.
Oh, don't do that, because that was what Tyler walked in on me. I was scrolling through her Twitter feed, and there's stuff going in places.
Oh, yeah. There's like a video of her getting railed, and it's like, you want to see the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I don't. Let's do a made-up advertiser, because I don't even want to joke about this. Bob's Used Condom Shop.
No one would buy used condoms.
Oh, okay, Bob's new condom
shop. Wait, so who's endorsing Bob's Used Condom?
Fred, obviously.
Yeah, if you need a used condom, I go to Bob's.
Yeah.
Bob's got all colors and flavors and all sizes, and they've all been used by famous people. So Bob's Used Condoms. Drop by today. Hey, actually, we may be onto something here.
You're going to start a business?
Yeah.
Used by Sean Salisbury?
You've seen it. Now see what wrapped it. At Bob's Used Condoms. We've got 4 of them. There's got to be a little more to this than just Astros winning World Series.
You could wear one of those Speedos that has the elephant trunk.
No. That one I'm not.
Why not? That'd look good.
Yeah, especially because I'd stuff it to make it look better.
What? Who sends a video of that to some chick and be like, "Oh yeah, every time I do drugs, I think about you." Is that the new pick thing? Like, is that a
whoops? Get
no, can't do that.
No, okay. I got to make sure now. Tyler has to dump that too.
Okay. my bad.
Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, fun week.
Always good.
Yeah, especially when we get dumped on both stations. That's always a goal.
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, so All right. Well, final predictions for the game tonight. What do you think is going to happen tonight? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
I think Astros win tonight. For some reason, I feel like Yankees will steal one here. And then the Astros will win this series eventually in six, I say.
I have a good feeling about the two games here. I think the Astros win them both. I think Keuchel always pitches well against the Yankees, and I think they'll get to Tanaka tonight. And I think if the scene's anything like it was for the Red Sox series, which it will be, they're going to get in some heads, and Verlander has a good game tomorrow.
The Yankees have had success against Verlander.
They have.
They've had none against Keuchel.
No, but
at least these lineups have.
But I will admit that I like the pitching matchups much better for 3 and 4 unless they bring Keuchel back on 3 days rest for the Yankees. And I think my realistic prediction is it goes 7 games and the Astros win.
Okay. I like Astros in 6.
Okay. But I do think they get it done. I think we're going to see a really good effort out of the Yankees. I do.
I think it should be an awesome series. And honestly, I mean, obviously I want the Astros to win, but I hope it's just a really good competitive series.
Well, I'll take an Astros sweep, win every game 10-0, and wouldn't think twice about it. That'd be okay. I wouldn't mind that. If I don't have to sweat anything, you know, it's like, okay.
If I can get a couple wild games like the one we had last night, I'll take that.
Well, you can have that in the NL. Just give me four 10-0 shutouts.
Okay.
No, wait. Just to mix it up, I want a 12-0 shutout. And then 10-0.
That should get it done.
13-2. Let them score 2 runs in the last one. Then I'd feel good about life. But, no, I honestly think it's going to be a great series. It's going to be a lot of close games. And I think the Astros get it done, but the Yankees are not going to make it easy on them. And, this is cool. 4 biggest markets in your final 4. What was that you said, Tyler? Oh, okay.
Gave us a 2-minute warning.
See, you have to realize there's like a lot of people here, and it's really loud. And so when you whisper into the microphone and say 2 minutes, we don't hear what you're saying. I heard minute, so I didn't know if it was 1 minute, 2 minutes, 48 minutes. I wasn't sure. So Syracuse is still moving the ball here. It's still 14-7.
Are you starting to worry?
No, because second half when they wear these guys down,
all right,
Clemson will put up like 30.25 on them. And I mean, for me, if it goes over, I'll take the split. But I feel pretty good that's, you know, sooner or later, his kid's going to throw a pick, and Clemson's going to take it the other way.
Did you see the mass text from the weed dealer?
Yeah, I did see that. I meant to get to that the last couple of days, and then I wasn't here yesterday. So,
it'll be good end of the week. It says, "Good evening, happy Monday." This went out to all his customers. Thank you for being a valued customer. This Friday, October 13th, I will be off. It is my birthday, and most likely the following Saturday morning, recovering. So please leave me alone. I will be on all day till late Thursday night and resume regular scheduled hustling the following Saturday evening. Thank you for understanding. It is appreciated. No need to respond to this message.
You know, I like how...
I like that.
I like it when weed dealers are professional.
Yeah, they let you know, hey, I'm closed down for the week.
Yeah. I don't get mass texts for mine.
No?
No.
All right, well, we'll be back out here at Fuegos.
Yes, on Monday.
On Monday.
So if you miss this trip, get out here Monday. And everybody enjoy the game. Enjoy it responsibly, or not responsibly.
Enjoy the football this weekend.
Yeah, have some fun, and have a great, great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday at Fuegos. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.